All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Crass Files podcast with Adam, and it's Monday night, 7th of June, 2021, here in Sydney, Australia. Just basically sat down and thought I would just cover whatever. Why not? There's always so much to cover, isn't there? It's ridiculous. We're living in insane times. We really are. Meeting a lot of people lately around Sydney who are going to the circus and really enjoying it. You know, there's these kind of travelling circus shows going around. And I say to them, I don't need to go to pay to go into a circus because there's a circus all around us. Everything's up on the website, crassfiles.com. So thanks to the members. You guys are awesome. Hi to the new members as well. Thanks for plugging in. Great to have you on board, and thank you so much for supporting Real Independent Media here in Sydney, Australia, as we move forward in very strange times indeed. It really is. Too much to cover. I've been doing a lot of podcasts lately as well, and I've just been binning stuff, and not enough time in the day to post everything, and then I forget stuff. It's just really crazy how much there is. It really is. Noticing a very intense turning up on the volume in Australia for the COVID shots. It's really crazy. They're really turning this up, the propaganda, everything. You can't turn around without seeing this stuff. So they're really pushing the COVID shots for the elderly a lot, and also for the frontline workers and, you know, workers who, aged care workers and things like that. So that is really intensifying. The propaganda is kind of incredible, actually. It really blows my mind. I was just looking at something today, which absolutely I just found disgusting. And see if I can find it. Donna sent it to me. And I was listening to this and I just found it outrageous. It was really, really disgusting. And how they're pushing the COVID shots in Australia. And the propaganda is just so intense. And they're ramping it up so much that it's really hard for people to know what to do. I guess they get bamboozled. I guess they feel like, maybe it's the right thing to do. But man, you're making a fatal mistake. You're making such a fatal mistake if you go in and you get one of these jabs put in your body, because you're never going to get it out. You are done. Anyway, sorry folks, I was just looking for this today, and this was from, Donna sent it to me from social media, from Sky News Australia, and it really shows to me that these people are just fucking shills. You know, like, we're in such deep trouble in this country. We're in such trouble. We're in such deep, deep trouble that, you know, when some of this bigger media come out and they say some things, about what's going on in Victoria and the police abuse and the police state and everything, I posted, you know, like Alan Jones and stuff. I don't really trust these people. I mean, I've covered that on the show, that Alan Jones, he got done for soliciting boys in toilets, didn't he, in the 80s? There's a lot of weird stuff about him when he used to work at schools back in the 80s, you know. You can still pull up the original UK news articles online that he was arrested for trying to probably get young boys to give him a blowjob in toilets over there. So, you know, the guy's probably a Freemason and he's got a lot of money, so he's on the team, you know. But, you know, as I said, we're in such bad trouble here, and we're running out of time. And now there's a witch hunt for alternative media. Really, anyone who's saying anything bad about these COVID shots are now being, hunted down. So it's unbelievable. So, you know, Sky News Australia is one of these outlets that plays both sides. So, you know, they're trying to pretend like they're on our side, and then at the same time, you blink or you turn your back, and they're stabbing you, you know, right in the kidneys. With the daggers. There was a report anyway today. It's really frustrating. I don't have my original program that records everything for me, so I have to play this through the phone. But it's really phenomenal. It's just absolutely... I heard this today and I was just shaking my head in disbelief. It's they're saying on Sky News Australia that the authorities, meaning the government, I guess the police or whatever, aren't taking the steps needed to combat vaccine hesitancy, says Professor Mark Kelly. Or Kenny, sorry, from the Australian National University, another fuckwit, Australian Studies Institute. So this country, unfortunately, is filled with these Mark Kennys, you know, from national universities and institutes and study institutes and all of these things. They give themselves all sorts of big names. They like to do that, you know, and it makes them feel important. And they've got these different coloured glasses on now, these spectacles, you know. So they've got like blue and red and yellow, different coloured plastic things going on there. I don't know what that's all about. It's very odd. I guess we're supposed to sort of take them seriously, but see it as all fun and games. I don't know. This guy's another one. But this guy was on Sky News. And this is the sort of content that Sky News Australia pump out when we're all either asleep or we're working or we're not noticing. And then when we're noticing, they seem to be on our side, you know. And then, as I said, you blink, you turn your back, and they're stabbing you right in the kidneys. And I'll just play this now anyway so you guys can hear it and you can see what a lowlife this Sky News host is and the absolute lies here. They're saying on here that only one person has died from getting a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. It's absolutely disgusting. It's putrid. Here we are.
Australian Studies Institute, Mark Kenny. Mark, great to see you as always. Big issue, the big one is, of course, Victoria and the lockdown. We all hope that the lockdown ends on Thursday and the Prime Minister making his position on that very clear today. I think stating a very reasonable comment that kids have simply missed way too much school and been bearing the brunt of this pandemic.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. And quite clear that that is one of the major costs of having a lockdown. And it's interesting that the Prime Minister is somewhat gently weighing back into this issue of putting pressure on a state that's in lockdown. We know that was very much a theme of 2020, you know, the contest between the feds and the states, particularly aimed at Victoria, but also to some extent at states like Labor states, particularly like Queensland and WA at times as well. That's been conspicuously absent from most of the Prime Minister's messaging until now. And so is, I might just say, any sort of direct criticism of Victoria. But he is finding a way to put, I think, reasoned pressure on the state. So that is, you know, a logical case has been made. The other thing he says, of course, is lists out the number of nations that are having, you know, daily infection rates that are in the multiple thousands, but where they have very high take-up of vaccines. So trying to make a point, I guess, that it's not just a direct, or he would argue anyway, that it's not just a direct relationship between the rate of vaccination and the management of the virus. There are other things associated with managing the virus, principally keeping it out of your domestic population.
And the challenge as well is to counter misinformation.
Here we go.
When it comes, Pauline Hanson talking to Tom Connell earlier, with some ridiculous notion that hundreds had died as a result of the vaccine. One person has.
And we're having, which is quite different from hundreds.
It's very different. Yeah. And sort of seems to be suggesting that because people had died after receiving the jab, that was a result of the jack.
Causation is not the same as correlation.
Yeah, and it's a pretty important...
And causation is not the same as correlation.
And that needs to be counted. Unfortunately, from the Queensland Premier today, though, a real own goal in terms of her own messaging, getting the Pfizer jab, she's 51, says she...
No, she didn't. That was all fake. So there you go, folks. You can hear that. That is from Sky News Australia. So you still trust them? I fucking don't. These people are absolute scum. Absolute scum. Can you believe that? Here they are telling you that only one person had died after receiving a COVID-19 shot in this country. Is that true? What do you reckon about that? You reckon that's true, is it? That's absolutely insane. People are spreading conspiracy theories about it. I just pull up an article here from ABC News, and I wish I could shove it in that fuckwit's face, from Sky News. Look at this from ABC News, posted Thursday, 29th of April, 2021. Two New South Wales men died directly after receiving COVID-19 vaccination as TGA begins to review it. Two men have died just 2 days after receiving a coronavirus vaccine in New South Wales, with reviews underway to determine whether the jab contributed to their deaths. how many of those have we been actually going through on this podcast? I mean, how many deaths have there been? How many deaths have there actually been? If we were to look just at Australia, because it's all been, how do we know about nursing homes and all of this? We just don't know. I was just saying the other night, a guest that I had on, Corey, that talks about the beef diet and stuff like that. I'm not on board with that way of eating so much. I do my own thing, but I think it's really interesting to cover, and I like to cover those kinds of things. But he's a great guy. His mum just died, so he had to travel from Florida, for a while, I don't know, like a day or so, across the US to go to the funeral and stuff, you know. And he's just said that she got two of these injections. Looking at Health Impact News, so this is the European Medicines Agency publishes these data so that stakeholders, including the general public, can access information that European regulatory authorities use to review the safety of a medicine or active substances, and transparency is a key guiding principle of the agency. EUDRA Vigilance, European Database of Suspected Adverse Drug Reactions, COVID-19 Vaccine Adverse Drug Reactions, 12,184 dead. 1,196,190 injuries through May 22, 2021. Can you... Oh my God. It's got all the data here, folks. I mean, 13,531 blood and lymphatic system disorders, including 59 deaths, 9,828 cardiac disorders, including 735 deaths. It just goes on and on and on and on. You can't get to the end of it. Okay, so if anyone's been looking also in the US, there are thousands of deaths directly after taking these jabs. And I've been covering this since day one in Australia. We've gone through, I don't even know how many, dozens of deaths. And that's just what the mainstream media in Australia have been telling us, right? But we don't know how many people are dying after getting these vaccines, especially in nursing homes. We just have no idea, but I know some people whose mums have died, who their grandparents have passed away pretty much directly after getting these jabs. I've said on many shows, I think that they're going in and they're jabbing elderly people in nursing homes. I think they're dying pretty much immediately, or pretty not long after, you know. They are absolutely hiding it. I'm finding out on social media that it could be massive numbers. We're finding a lot of people getting blood clots as well. And there was also the BBC presenter, Lisa Shaw, 44, that she died after the COVID-19 jab. We're getting so many blood clots. And in that interview, because I can't listen to it anymore, it's just painful, but in that interview, these fuckwits, these fucking assholes on Sky News, they go ahead to say that elderly people who are getting injected, I'm not kidding, it's longer in the interview, but they're saying that elderly people who are getting injected with the COVID-19 shots and ending up in emergency, they're in there only for observation, and conspiracy theorists are lying and saying that they're either dead or they're very, very sick in these emergency wards in hospitals. He's saying that they're in there just to have some fun and sit around and nothing's wrong with them, and we're lying. So this is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, we've been covering this for weeks, the COVID jab deaths in Australia, which they're really trying to cover up. They're really, really trying to cover this up. So it's just incredible to listen to Sky News Australia and these hosts on there saying that in one hand, and then on the other hand, you go on there and, they're pretending to stick up for your rights, and they're pretending to be, like, on our side. It's amazing. So it's absolute, complete, 100% and utter false opposition. It's, they're absolute scum. I wouldn't trust them as far as I can kick them in their fucking ass. I tell you that. They are just absolute bastards. They're just, how can that asshole get up there on National Sky News Australia and say that only one person has died after getting the COVID-19 jab? You know, I mean, that's just absolutely disgusting to say that. So what they're trying to do now is completely cover over that fact and just make it so they're dying of natural causes. Hey, they could have died of anything, and conspiracy theorists are saying that it's the jab. So someone's completely healthy, they're going on with their life, they're completely normal, there's nothing wrong with them, they get injected with this stuff, and a day later, the next afternoon, they're dead. But it wasn't the jab. And don't be a conspiracy theorist. So what I can see with the latest government information and reading this is they're really going after people, I guess like me here, who are spreading lies about the COVID-19 injections, the injections of death. Will they, I'm wondering if they're going to stop the, block our BitChute access in Australia, because I'm on BitChute now, and it's really growing, and it's great people over there, and man, the information's unbelievable. You know, BitChute's doing the job that YouTube should be, but I'm wondering, when they're going to block our access to that, you know. Isn't it interesting about Victoria and Daniel Andrews? Daniel Andrews is the Premier of Victoria, and he just hasn't made a return. And, we all know Daniel Andrews, especially from last year. He was the gatekeeper. He was the one that implemented this whole draconian nightmarish system down there on the state of Victoria, and in particular Melbourne, and he pushed it right through to the point where people were going to break, and then he apparently fell down the stairs. It's such a weird case with this guy, because we're hearing all sorts of things, all sorts of rumours now about him, and he hasn't made an appearance back at all, and I'm wondering, where is this man? What happened to him, Where'd he go, What is going on in the state of Victoria. Isn't this weird too? Someone sent me this today from Victoria Police. There's two of these, and it says a routine test of the Melbourne CBD public address system will be held tomorrow, Monday, 7th of June. So that's today. Is anyone in Victoria listening to this that heard that? Between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., the test emergency warning system will be played at all of the 110 speaker locations across the CBD. CBD public address system routine test. Now, in the U.S. Capitol, U.S. Capitol Police exercise Monday morning, 7th of June. We will be working with our federal, state, and local partners on a routine training exercise on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Please do not be alarmed if you see emergency vehicles and low-flying helicopters. Now, I was actually just near the beach today, and these full military choppers went straight over our heads. Pretty low too. I couldn't believe it. Two of them, big camouflage color military choppers, the real deal, black with camo, you know, color on them, straight over our heads. Big ones. I was like, what the hell is that for? I don't think I've seen that before. It was really weird. That was today. So the 7th, isn't that weird? And that was on social media today. Does anyone know anything about that or heard those emergency warning systems going off? Strange one. I just got this from the General today on social media, and there's just a picture. There's this guy here, and it just basically says this is the guy who bashed Daniel Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, senseless. Luke Sayers, former CEO of PwC. Andrews got at his daughter's best friend at a function at Fox's house. So, you know, this part I know is true because Andrews apparently was drunk. This is the Premier of Victoria. Daniel Andrews was apparently drunk at some function. That's all I heard originally. And then they said that he fell down the stairs or something. But then there was this other propaganda saying that he was on holiday and he tripped and he fell down the stairs. That's bullshit. So they're saying here that he was at a function at this guy's house and he tried to get on to one of the daughter's friends. That's why Andrews is in hiding at his mother's Mansfield farm. His wife has left him. Kids don't want a bar of him. It's going to explode in spite of the mainstream Australian media trying to conceal and cover it up. Looks like we are having an early election. We'll see about that, eh? What do you reckon? So there's a good post here from Facebook as well from the Real Ruction. This guy makes good films and stuff. And it's not going to let me blow it up, is it? Well, he's got some points here anyway. Did the police attend Daniel Andrews' staircase fall? This is what we were told about the Daniel Andrews case, that he fell down the stairs. Did the police attend that fall? Liberal MP Richard Riordan has put up a series of questions. So this is pretty interesting in Australia at the moment, because this is a Liberal MP putting up questions about addressed to Daniel Andrews on the circumstances of his staircase fall. According to the post on social media, the Premier has not provided the public with any information about his fall, despite pocketing an estimated $110,000 at taxpayers' expense during his leave. So this fucking asshole has been pocketing hundreds of thousands of dollars while Victorian people are starving. They've lost their jobs, they've got no money, and they're still right now into lockdown. And I'll tell you something else. This is what we were saying the other day, that they were using this fake Indian variant, which they called the Kappa. If people overseas are wondering what the hell that is, there's a famous sportsman who played AFL in Melbourne, and his name was Warwick Kappa, and they called this virus the Kappa for some reason, and a lot of people think it has something to do with that, so I think it's just mocking people. But the Indian government came out and said that this is false, it's not true, there's no variant called that, we want you to stop using it. So then they changed it to the Delta, which is absolutely strange. And now what they're doing is they're saying there's another one that's actually targeting children. So what the Victorian government are doing, all these maniacs in charge now, is they're bringing children into the picture, into their fake paradise, you know. So they're dragging children into this, saying that children are getting it and they're getting sick and all of this. So then, you know, what happens with general society? What are they going to say about that? Because once you bring in children to things, then people just lose everything, and you know, you just let the government take over. So that's what's happening now. They're saying that this virus, this fake variant, is attacking young kids, and so they're going to go that way now, you know what I mean? And it looks like to me that Victoria or Melbourne are never going to get out of lockdown. It's really weird, because they're telling me tonight there's more, and there's more, and there's more cases, you know? It just keeps popping up on the news over and over and over again. Every time you look at it in Australia, they're telling you there's this case, there's that case. And it's, you know what's really weird as well? They take them off really fast. So, you know, you get these news feeds in Australia and they just say there's another, of course, another 6 or another 11 cases and, you know, all of this. But then, here we go. Hang on. I was just looking for that Victorian stuff, and I've got some breaking news here. So Chile, the South American country, is halting the second dose, ups minimum age for AstraZeneca vaccine after blood clots. Santiago, Chile Health Ministry on Thursday said it would raise the minimum age of men approved to receive the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to 45 from 18, and suspend administering second doses until authorities complete an investigation into blood clots after the shots. So this is all bullshit. How many people are dying? You know, how many people are dead? You know, I mean, boy. And what they're doing here is they're telling you that one or someone got a blood clot, and we're really serious about reporting on this, and we're going to go deep in for you, and we're going to halt it for now. We're going to raise the age limit, and we're going to dig into this, and we're going to have a real good look at what's going on here, so we can try and make this all work and be better for society and safer, you know. And meanwhile, there's probably fucking thousands of people dead, you know, that the media are covering up and no one knows about. This is what's going on. It's absolutely sick, isn't it? It's absolutely sickening. Anyway, there have been many reports going back to our friend Daniel Andrews circulating through the community due to the absence of the details surrounding his incident. And just to create a side note here as well, today there was some bizarre pictures that came out in the Australian media of Daniel Andrews getting a haircut. What is that supposed to tell us, you know? Oh, here's Daniel Andrews getting a haircut. You know, he's recovering people. Don't worry about him. He's just getting a haircut, and he'll be back in the top office soon. How weird is that? This is, however, one of the first times these questions have been posted by a sitting member of parliament. So very interesting times. The questions posed include the following. There are the questions Daniel Andrews must answer before he comes back to work. What time did the incident occur? Who was in the house at the time of the incident? What is the address of the house where it occurred? Who owns the property? What time was an ambulance called? Who called the ambulance? What time did the ambulance arrive? Which ambulance station was the ambulance dispatched from? Who made the decision to take the Premier to Peninsula Private? Were the police contacted? Did the police attend? Has Daniel Andrews been interviewed either formally or informally by police in relation to anything that occurred over that long weekend? The Premier is entitled to privacy, but he is a public person and owes some explanations. 3 incomplete and obscure photos on social media in 91 days is not good enough. That's what we've seen in 91 days. A couple of weird photos of him, and one was getting a haircut, I think. So really, really strange with the Victorian premier. So what happened here? The news circulating around is that he got beaten up. And is this because he tried to get onto a little girl? You know, what's going on here? And the thing is, if this is true, it will come out, and it's going to be a very interesting year, I tell you. We've got some interesting months ahead. If this is true, and he does get busted, which probably he won't, because, you know, they cover it up. But if he did, then the media would be have to be linked into this. Premier Daniel Andrews, according to Cairns News, can end the assault speculation now. Cairns News sparked a burgeoning national narrative about exiled Victorian Premier Dan Andrews. After we published the scant details of his accident, which led to his hospitalization, allegedly because he fell down the stairs. A detailed description of his injuries published in the Melbourne Age immediately after his fall raised flags. We smelled a rat here, and and asked the opinion of one of its friendly medicos, who also noticed an odor, saying the injuries were entirely consistent with having been severely kicked while in a prone position, leaving injuries often seen after wild brawls. So it looked like Daniel Andrews has been in a brawl, right? We posted the question, why would an assailant have kicked dear Dan half to death? Then, after receiving emails, allegedly from Labour insiders, we published details of an alleged sexual assault, with Dan Andrews being the perpetrator. Finally, here is the answer sent to us allegedly by none other than former Victorian Labour Minister Branch Stacker and voting fraudster extraordinaire Adam Somyuk. It came from an encrypted email server official. The person who bashed Daniel Andrews, and good on him for doing so, is Luke Sayers. That's the guy, right? Luke is a former CEO of PricewaterhouseCoopers. Andrews got beaten up for a sexual assault on Luke's daughter's friend while at a high flyers party at the Portsea Mornington Peninsula Victoria mansion of Lindsay Fox. Andrews is currently in hiding in his parents' farm in Mansfield, Country Victoria. His wife Kath has left him, his kids don't want to know him, and the state and federal Labour Party will go into meltdown real soon when they are accused at both levels of politics for trying to conceal the truth. They knew about this but didn't want to get rid of the favourite son of the left. He's a great bootlicker, Andrews. Here comes an early election when the governor dissolves both the upper and lower houses of parliament. The Labour Party are now in a position where they cannot govern with the confidence of the state. And we now have a scumbag Labour entity who's running Victoria for Daniel Andrews, and he's licking with his disgusting tongue the Zionist lobby here, and raising a glass of champagne to his Israeli Zionist lobby buddies, and his name is James Molino. This guy is an absolute fucking asshole. So unbelievable. The Deputy Premier James Molino says he has regular contact with Andrews, yet no legitimate photograph or footage of Andrews has ever been published anywhere in Australia since the accident. If the message is real, then James Molino is a liar. Well, he is a liar. He's a cunt. And he would know that Andrews has been hiding out in his parents' Mansfield farm. And for that reason, do you want to give us a statement, James? The Facebook warriors have run the story, and sooner or later, the controlled lying Victorian media will have to deal with it, and so will you. So the media have to be implicated in here, and we have to point our fingers at them. Absolutely, we can't let them get away with this if this comes out. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has broken his weeks-long silence to Victorians as they endure another week stuck in lockdown. Mr. Andrews, whose last public statement was in April, has been on sick leave as he undergoes rehabilitation from a serious fall down steps, which left him with 5 broken ribs and a compressed vertebrae fracture. On Wednesday night, Mr. Andrews said he wanted to send a message to Victorians. I read that after the lockdown was extended, and the lockdown was originally set to end at 11:59 p.m. on June 3rd, and we're now on the 7th and they're still locked down, but now the tough restrictions will remain in place for more days. Absolutely sickening. So Victorians and Melburnians are locked down. So what happened here with the Premier Daniel Andrews and this young girl? I guess it's all going to come out soon, folks, isn't it? I'll post that tonight on the website, but he's a disgusting, sick cretin. I think they all are, you know what I mean? I think they all are. And good on you, Cairns News, for publishing this. That's an independent media site that our listeners can go and check out, cairnsnews.org. And you can probably, I'll see if I can put up some more links there anyway, but what the hell's going on with Daniel Andrews, eh? I mean, this is very, very, very strange days. Absolutely, you know. And with what's happening in Victoria, with a complete, outright, absolute, utter police state, is unbelievable. You can't go outside and say a word there. You've got 20 police and horses on you, you know. I mean, it's Victoria is a stone-cold, absolute police state now. It's really sickening and terrible to see, but it is. It's lawless, you know. This Marino guy's not running Victoria. Andrews is in hiding because he's probably a pedophile. You know, the Victorian Labour Party are full of them, and they're pretending to run the state, and really who's in charge is a criminal, out-of-control police force. You could see some of these guys in the police force in some of those videos I posted. They were just itching to bash some heads in, you know. They had one eye up here and the other eye down there, you know. They're probably all hopped up on fucking drugs. They're off their heads. This is a criminal police state in the state of Victoria. These police are not even police anymore. They're rogue. They're out of control. They're like wild animals roaming the streets now. So, you know, I would have to say to our listeners that Victoria in Australia is out of control. It is out of control. There is no one running it. There is no laws. There's a police state in control. If you say or do anything that they don't like, I mean, we've got independent media who are going up to these events to film, and they're Victorian police thugs in their black gloves are coming to their houses at night and their apartments to threaten them from not turning up to film these events. But they're not doing the same thing to the mainstream media. The Australian mainstream media, all of them, all the channels, 7, 2, SBS, 9, 10, all the Murdoch papers, all the big papers in Australia are covering for this criminal police state, and they're covering for Daniel Andrews, who looks like he attacked or sexually assaulted a young girl here, and he's in hiding, and they're trying to cover it up because someone beat him up. Now, will this come out, and will we get to see this? This is going to be very interesting times. We're going to talk about it this week again on the podcast. We'll definitely be discussing it with Donna on Friday night. As we continue forward. Thanks for listening, guys. Great to be on deck with you tonight, and please take care. here. Thanks for your support. Shouting me that cup of coffee every month just helps me to continue here. Hi to the new members. If you anyone has any issues logging in whatsoever, we protect the website pretty extremely. So sometimes if you delete cookies or you do a cleaning on your computer and you can't log in, just let me know and we'll change your password or something like that. There's always a better way, but if you can't log in or anything, mostly it runs very well. But if any issues, please contact me through the website and I'll go through it with you. Just make sure you're able to log in whenever you need to and there's no issues. If there are any issues, which there's only been a couple recently, just let me know. I'm just trying to keep an eye on that and keep it airtight, but the website's running well. Many thousands of people on there a day looking at all that information that I'm posting, and you guys help me keep that up and rock and rolling and existing and showing to the public. It's awesome to see that, thanks so much for your support. You guys are awesome, and we will be back soon. Not sure if I will be on with Rob tomorrow night. Poor Rob D is having some terrible issues over there in the UK. It's not good for him, but if he's not on tomorrow night, I'm sure we'll be back soon anyway. Take care, guys.